minutes 38 remaining. Lead by 10 points. It's Fremantle's game to lose here. Sandilands, the big fist.
Hello, Dorkers. Welcome.
It's episode two. It's probably season 1 million. It's your favorite two podcasters here for the Dockers. We're unfiltered, unedited. We're spreading rumors.
But
Most importantly, mate, we're reporting on some Fremantle Dockers ass blasting.
Yeah, big wins, big upset wins. It's funny how we go from the most boring team for the media. They're like, ugh, Dockers, like, that'll be shit. And now it's like, ooh, the Dockers. Ooh, I always thought they were going to be good. Like, you know, David King's probably talking about how he knew we were going to be good this year.
Yeah. How about you keep our name out of your filthy mouth and we'll just slip in. We'll slip in.
Will Smith. Yeah, keep my out of your goddamn mouth.
We'll keep taking these 4 points on a Sunday afternoon when no one's watching and you'll just keep our name out your mouth and it'll all be good. Yeah. Don't bring us up. Don't worry about us.
Sunday arvo, boy.
Yeah. It's church, but there's a fair few people there. But mate, how good?
No, it was very good, mate. It's very good to be there. To be honest, it actually sucks that you've got a wedding this weekend when the Dockers play away. At least the game is early enough that you can probably watch the whole thing before you even have to put your suit on.
Yeah. Well, I got to it. The Sunday arvo schedule is good for viewing for me anyway, so I've still got to sit down.
You didn't watch it. I thought you had to work.
Still got to sit down and watch the replay. You gave away a bit of the scoreline, but no.
I thought you'd be watching it at home. I was like, mate, how good? I didn't know you were like, whoop, Europe.
I'm glad you told me to persevere. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, the first 25 minutes was pretty rough, wasn't it? Should we get into it?
Mate, launch straight in. Do you want to give the people what they want to hear? Give them that scoreline, mate.
There's a couple of little things. So can I go through? I'll go through my little synopsis, then we'll talk about your little points.
No, scoreline.
But I'm going to go from that into my synopsis.
Okay.
Frio, 14.993 to 10.1070.
Oof.
So very good. Yeah, four goals.
That's an ass blasting.
Relatively convincing after halftime, to be fair. Like they only got to, I think, four goals, maybe 23 points. It was the closest they got, sort of once we got ahead in the second half. So it was pretty good. So I have a couple of notes about each quarter. Quarter one, like the messages going back and forth between me and Ducky and a few of my mates, it's just like, well, we're the same team. Like, just cat tans, conceding four goals in a row, giving away 50s. Hughes and Oscar McDonald just, like, kicking with their shins. Floater balls, kicking sideways to then kick sideways again to then for that person to kick long to where the first person just could have kicked long to.
Yeah,
mate, it was rough. And then just weirdly getting like a little Hawthorne-esque comeback against us, like control the whole quarter and somehow we go in only two goals down.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting. Switter, very good goal. And you know what? We gave him a lot of shit. Banners got us started.
Yeah. How good's watching like a Fremantle player on the halfback flank, like holding the ball, like leaning forward as if he's got something dangerous to do, just like the camera zooming in and it's like Jordan Clark or someone just like looking around, like leaning. It's like, mate, just hurry up and kick it high and long and do absolutely nothing.
Hurry up just and like kick it with your shin and let it roll along the ground.
It's just like, watch that first goal. It's like, oh, it's like, here we are again on the half back flank, setting up camp. It's like, legit. Luke Ryan's just like 20 marks, feed me.
Legit. But then quarter two, I was like, what team is this? This is not us. Like, you know, the Switter smother, AP spoils, the Tracy tackle, You know, all of them were hitting forward, leading forwards. We were moving the ball quick. It was like proper AFL standard footy. Like, you know, that was, if we played like the second quarter, if we played that, that's top four level footy. Like, it was proper footy.
Yeah.
Everyone was looking around. We were like, what is going on at the game? We were like, who are these guys? And what have you done with the Dockers?
Couple of the good turning points that I had in that second quarter, Switter's smother, and then like people getting to him like he'd kicked a goal, like the whole team coming over. And then
for sure,
there was the Tracy just like trying to just like cut that bloke in half, which was just like awesome. That was just like big tackle. Another one I love is how's Nat Fyfe's clever holding the ball? Just like
how he just sort of let the guy run into him. And then just like held
just and it's like that's just the smart things that you just hope we slowly chip away at and do. I thought that was also just like just very smart. It's just that that was just a very composed kind of, it was just weird to watch, I suppose, in a way. Yeah. But
that's five those kind of full time midfield, getting back his groove, getting back his feel for being in the game. And I thought there was a few big like double tackles, like Young tackling, just guys just willing to wrap up and hold up, not holding the ball, but just willing to do the, you know, the stat, I guess, as a tackle, but just doing it well rather than these like broken tackles, which we just used to give away.
Yeah, very good. Very good pressure in that second. Got to talk about some Brisbane players because obviously, man, they were, I don't know what went wrong with them, but what's the ruckman's name from Brisbane?
Oscar McDonald. Oscar McInerney, Oscar McInerney.
Mate.
O-Mac.
He had absolute mare. Like, as bad as... How's that mark he took inside 50 and he just, you know, like, bobbled? Mark? He bobbled the chest mark. And
Jackson's just like, yoink.
I was like, oh, man, he's gone.
Someone was like, what happened there? And I was like, well, that's what normally happens to us. Like, you know, everything's going against us. We finally get a mark inside 50. We bobble it and they end up going the other way.
It is. And they went to the coach's box and
hands. Yeah.
He walked off. He just walked off. And what do you do? Because you're like, okay, sweet. Shot
that's
inside 50.
That's the Ross
50.
Lyon special, isn't it? Like, just...
I'd just be like, I'd walk the field. I'd just go full American football style. I'd just walk the field. I'd just be like, you know what? We're going back to Brisbane. I'm done. Yeah. Thanks for everything.
hopefully
Qantas isn't striking anymore.
Any free beers in the lounge type thing? Head to the airport early?
Hey, throw the towel in.
You know what we should talk about, though, is both quarters, we had two red time goals in quarter one.
Yeah.
And we had that a miss goal in quarter two, which brought the house down, like took a hang.
Big,
and
yeah,
went back
huge
and slotted
mark.
It. That was huge. But yeah, really, really good. And then so quarter three and quarter four, we sort of just did enough. We kept in front. We snuffed them out. We were lucky they missed a few shots on goal early in the fourth, about 10, 12 minutes left. There was that one that... someone kicked it from about 50 and it was clearly touched by Sarong. Like, it came off at a funny angle and you could, like, the replay showed a touch and they paid a mark like 20, 30 out from goal, but then he missed it. It was the biggest ball never lies. Just like,
mate, what didn't Caleb Sarong touch on Sunday?
Ooh, yeah, he did have a lot of footy. What the best part about the third quarter was? Dockers hit 10-9-69, and I'm pretty sure sports bet paid out, mate. They were like, well, there it is. Like, that's all she wrote. Blow that siren.
But yeah, super, some big goals in the second half as well. Like Freddie's running goal. I thought that there was that Brayshaw gave one off maybe to Tracy from a center clearance where we just like kind of handled it. And someone could have quick shot, quick fired, but a bit more composed. Kept giving it, and it's just like a lot of demoralizing goals for Brizzy. Just like claw your way back in, and then bang out the guts, which was awesome to see, mate.
What about So two things. So three quarter time, we were six goals up, which was if that's my zone, because it means you
Oh,
can still
flat side.
concede two goals. It means you can
Oh.
concede two goals and still be four goals. Like it's a lot. You have to kick six goals in a quarter. It's a lot. Like something weird will happen. You'll give away 50 or something. So six goals, and it just keeps them at bay, and then eventually something will happen. They're like everything has to go perfectly for a team to win from six goals down. Who goes on? That was where we were. So it was quite nice. Still got a bit nervous, but Duck sent this through. Shout out to you, my friend, who was like the goals from 15 meters out or less. Dockers won 3 goals, and Brisbane had two. The most important
Yeah,
stat: goals from the goal square.
goals from goal square, mate. And do you know what's like
The Cox goal
asterisk
from the
next?
goal square was the most Dockers, anti-Dockers goal from the goal square, like running into goal after a marking contest, booting it. So good.
And a miss injuring his knee from a goal from the goal square, just like just kneeing the pad. It's like beautiful, mate. Beautiful. You're a Docker. We love you.
Yeah,
Can't just
that's a
cut.
way to make a goal from the goal square more Dockery, I guess.
Yeah, can't just launch that thing into the third tier and get away uninjured. You got to like karate kick the fucking the goalpost, probably do an ACL.
Was that in the third? Might have been in
Nah,
the
I
third
thought that.
quarter. I think it was in the third because I was like, otherwise you'd just go back and waste 30 seconds there, wouldn't you? But I think it was in the third quarter when it was still sort of in the mix. What was I going to say? Oh, who did you? So it's a couple of people that obviously were in there, but who did you have in your best?
Definitely Sarong. And
Well,
then if
I
you were
think
going to
that's
go.
debatable, to be fair.
I think
So
he
I
arm
think,
wrestled that game in the first half. I thought he
him and
turned
Alex
that.
Pierce were the two that were in the game the whole time.
Yeah.
And then I think
If.
Jackson was in the game for most of the game. And then Amiss and Josh Tracy were in the game for when we started actually getting the footy forward to centre.
Love Sulkowski's game as well. Like
Sweeter.
he could have had two goals from
Oh yeah.
Stoppages,
Yeah.
that one that he
That
missed.
one from the flank or whatever, where he was like ran around and
Yeah.
stuff. So exciting. I was like, oh baby. So talking about that, you were on Sweeter for two plus.
Yep.
He kicked one goal too, unfortunately,
Yeah.
but like very exciting. Could have easily kicked three. And I was on 5 for 30. He got 21.
There, he was never getting 30.
Well, 25. He got a lot of footy, man.
Yeah, very happy, but I think Sarong to change that dynamic in the mids to get that many touches
Yeah, maybe
and
fucking
force.
Sarong should have given him a few touches. Why did he need 46 or whatever he had?
I don't think Brisbane ever went in being like, right, stoppages, we're gonna tag Sarong, and then to
And
force
they
a
did, and
team.
he still got seven touches.
Yeah, and you're forcing a midfield group and a team to completely. You really are completely changing the mindset, and you're just taking, like, let those guys do that, and then we'll still win the midfield. Whereas if you're the Dockers, it's like, right, Sarong's getting tagged. Let's do our thing. We'll bring him into the game. And
Well, then you
he
set
still gets
Brayshaw in, or
46.
send
Yeah.
Fife in.
So
I
that's
don't.
where I
I
thought
think the mix of
he
our
gets.
midfield's really good. I agree.
Yeah, he
Because
just
no one
changed
knows
that
where to
whole.
go.
Yeah, and it's awesome when you're on the side that we are and to force Brisbane into that spot. And then outside of that,
Hayden
Tracy
Young.
and our Young was fantastic, but I thought Amiss and Tracy complemented and worked awesome together. I just thought, like, when Tracy chipped that one into the pocket, I thought Brisbane were really lazy. I thought they were actually that like a lot of. Yeah, a lot of that. I don't think he'll get many.
That's 2 weeks in a row that they've been like that. So they did that against Carlton too.
Yeah, I don't think he'll get a lot like that, but just that connection between the two of them
But
and then the.
the bullshit thing is that happens against us all the time. So that obviously exists, particularly late in games. So that kick exists. Like that's not just them being shit, because we give that away fucking 9 games out of 10. So I no that kicks is it you just gotta find the space and kick it out in front. So the only thing that comes from is waiting, going, there's space there and there's a smart forward there, so I'm going to kick it out in front of him. Whereas normally there's space there and it's tabs there, so I have to kick it to the pocket.
And they kick 7-1 between the two of them, which is, you know, that could be 2-3 to, you know, 1-2, and it's complete. They took their chances, which is what you have to do. Luke Jackson kicking two straight.
So a miss hit the post from a tight angle and then kicked the other four from six touches or something. Unreal.
That tight angle one was...
He's a gun. He's our saviour since Pav. Like, it sucks to have that on a 20-year-old, but he is.
How good was Walter's sneaky goal?
How he whipped it back into the foot and it went out in the full?
Yeah. I'm going out and saying he
I agree, bro. I'm in your camp. I was like, do you reckon he meant to do that?
Because the way he picked the ball up straight, like he's seen him coming over his shoulder and he's just smacked it at him. And then he's immediately like, boom. But as soon as he's seen it come off the boot, he's picked that thing up and he's like, goal. And he's just walked back and done that so easily.
On the right,
so
too.
Well.
On the opposite foot.
Yeah, on the right. Look forward to, I think, Walters. If the forward line can stay like that and be dangerous, I think Walters will have a very enjoyable season.
Yeah. And he only needs to kick one or two. Like, he doesn't need to be kicking 4 or 5. He doesn't need to be kicking 40 goals.
No.
Even though 1 or 2 is 20 to 40 goals. But, like, he just needs to be that class. And he can also be the link, like the 60 out into the inside 50. You know, I was relatively impressed with a couple of efforts where he chased people down and didn't necessarily tackle them holding the ball or stoppage, but just affected the kick. Was Sharp, Jeremy Sharp. Yeah. And he also, there was one where it went out wide and it was him and Cameron. What's his name? Charlie Cameron. And he, like, kept up with Charlie Cameron. He's quick, dude.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
Lightning. I wish I was that quick. Were you fast? Is it like slow as a wet wheat, man? And it's like so demoralizing to get burnt.
Barely any difference between my quick walk and my sprint, mate.
Yeah, literally my slow jog is my sprint. So anyway.
Some of the negatives. I got some negatives.
Yeah, what do you have?
Who put the glove on James Ash?
Oh, Duck's been off that for a while, and so have you, actually. Mate, it looks pretty bad, but he was not bad. I also am very harsh on Ash because he looks like someone. Like, he looks like someone from the band Tame Impala.
Oh,
like, you know how they played that? Kevin Parker was at the footies, actually, because they were playing the song and they were playing Kevin Parker, like rocking out to it. But he looks like Ace should just pick up the guitar and be up on the top of the stadium there, just playing it.
Do you reckon
he's just too Longview out there, man.
Do you reckon Longview is just like sees him and he's like, hey, mate, remember me from Collingwood? Like, you brought me over. He's like, yeah, right. You'll play this week. We'll let you play again.
And Longmuir would have no idea how to talk to someone like Aish, because Longmuir is like he says he drinks pure blondes. He's like a Nescafe coffee. Like, he's from the country. He fucking probably wears like Kmart shoes and boardies and, you know, like, and then Aish would roll in wearing a glove, probably wears it all the time. Like, I imagine he's wearing his glove like 24/7, rolls in wearing like khaki pants, but like tie dye, and then like a button up shirt, no buttons done up. And he's just like, fuck. JL's like, I don't know how to talk to you, man. What's wrong with you?
But I reckon Aisha's, they're like, oh, we're going to go do short kicks and leads. And Aisha's like, oh, I don't need to. I'm going to wear a glove this match. Like, I don't need to practice it. I'm actually going to wear this glove.
I'm not feeling that. I'm not feeling the vibes feeling of that.
Yeah, I'm gonna wear
around
a glove.
That drill is not that good, so I'll just go put my glove on over here and listen to some music. Maybe play my flute and my, what's that weird little guitar called? The
ukulele.
Ukulele. I'm gonna start playing my ukulele over here
with my glove
just
on.
Let me know when this drill's over because I'm just not feeling it.
Fucking the only person to wear the glove and to do anything good with it was Quinton Lynch.
What about like, when I'll Travis let... Cloak used to wear it? Travis Cloak wore one for a while. I'm pretty sure when you won that big multi, Travis Cloak, just quietly, can I just rehash on that multi? So back in 2012, the year Ross Lyon took over the Dockers, you, myself, your brother, Alex, and maybe it was just us three, yeah?
Big went squad to, went over there.
Well, as a squad. We went over to Melbourne to watch the Dockers play Geelong at the MCG. It was the elimination final.
We retired Matthew Scarlett.
We got there, yeah, we got there for the whole weekend, and we went to Hawks.
Collingwood.
Who was it? Hawks Collingwood.
Hawks Collingwood, yeah.
And then there might have been one other game, or we just watched on TV. Anyway, so Hawks Collingwood, we went to the TAB on like the Thursday, and you put this bet down, a $5 multi.
One bet.
Six
only
legs?
Bet.
6 legs? 7 legs?
I think it was six.
It wasn't that many legs. It was like Travis Cloak to kick the most goals, paying like $4 or $5.
Kick four and lost.
He won. A kick four and they lost, yeah. Pavlich to kick the most goals.
Dockers to win.
The Sydney game, you bet on first team to get to 25 points. Like it wasn't, it was just like the first team to get there. It was like $2 or $3.
Get there.
And then I forget what the other one, the final leg was the Eagles North Melbourne final to
combined
be over
score.
Over 220 points, like the highest margin you could get. And you needed, and it got to the Sunday, and it was paying six grand.
Six and a half.
Yeah. And you won it. And Travis Cloak was wearing a glove back then, man.
Eric McKenzie kicked one from outside
and
50 to get
Mac
me home.
Mac kicked the goal. Yeah, exactly.
The second goal. The best
Have you
one
ever
was,
chatted to him about that?
Nah. It's a bit of a hard one to
bring up. It doesn't naturally come up. I'll bring it up. I'll text him now. I'll message
he'll be
him now.
Being like, he'd be like, where
like,
is this
what
going?
What are you fucking on about?
And he'd be like, oi, I remember
give
that.
Me
he'd
some
be
of
like,
that.
Oh, yeah.
Give me some of that. Only... He would have only kicked 3 or 4 goals in his career.
Good goal, though. Good goal. The best one was, I had Dockers. I think Dockers to win and Pav to kick most goals were wild. And we obviously beat Geelong.
Because we would have
heavy.
Been $3.50 underdogs or something. Yeah. So you would have got
probably
a double
best...
multiplier there. Pav kicked 6 that game, by the way.
Oh, best game, I reckon. Probably best AFL game
I've been to. One of the
that
best
or
games
Sydney.
I've watched. That and the Sydney prelim, which was the following year. If I had have been there for the Dockers Geelong
the
qualifying final would have been good. But yeah, definitely so good. So good. Just
other famous
the Dockers' ability to come in rank underdogs and just be like, fuck yeah. And then the Dockers' ability to then come in ridiculous favorites and be like, also fuck yeah. We're gonna shoot the bed.
Yeah.
Can't be guessing.
Other famous home game was Dockers Richmond, maybe 2016, round 22 or 24. The infamous bench seat game.
Oh, where you stole the bench.
Stole the bench.
Subi, yeah, that was a Subi.
The
2016?
Well, when did Dustin Martin win the... When did Dusty win the Brownlow?
17.
Yeah, it would have been 2017.
Well, that would have been the last year.
21 or 23.
Because that was the last round of Subi, wasn't it? And then 2018 was when Subi... when Optus opened. Because it was while I was still in Brisbane that Optus opened. Because I remember flying over there for the first game against the Bombers that we won. I think you were there as well in the lounge, sports lounge. It's good.
That was the most impressed I've ever been with a single player, was watching Dusty carve us up. It was hearing him kick a football, like, because dead silent crowd, we're just getting pants.
It sounds like a bang, boom.
Oh, it sounds like a gun was going off, like, and he was just Yeah,
It's
phenomenal.
wild how some people kicking a footy like that, hey. I imagine that's what Stewie Dew's kick was like, and like Suckling and those sort of guys. Probably a little bit what
Yeah.
Young's kick's like. Like they just time it too well and bang. Whereas
So...
mine used to sound like fucking Hughesy and O-Mac kicking it with your shin and your ankle.
Just like they just got Daniel Pearce just like launching these things, like these like
No, man,
trebuchets.
I wish I could kick drop punts like they do. They kick drop punts that go 70 meters in the air. Yeah, literally trebuchet. I like that. That's good Age of
It's like,
Empires. It's like they're just tacking the walls. It's like, anyway, few injuries though. It's pretty rough, hey.
oh, got it.
Two of them I'm not super worried about. Like, as in, it's horrible that Warner put his body on the line, man. That's good for him. And I reckon the club will like stick up for him. Oscar McDonald's going to be like, so Oscar McDonald is a journeyman. A
Yeah.
good mate of mine's a Melbourne fan and was just like, I cannot believe you've picked up Oscar McDonald. I was like, well, we needed a tall, I guess. He was doing okay. Like, yes, he's sloppy. He's a little bit of a Zach Clarke, to be fair. But it's horrible how he hurt his knee. Like, he was finally getting another shot at footy. But the Cox one hurts. So he should be back later in the year, maybe. But it's just like, ugh, now it's going to be pretty rough.
Yeah, that's a tough one for him to, and I suppose was an interesting dynamic where he'd been moved to, it's he would have had like it would be interesting to see where he would have gone playing up forward, and then I suppose even with Oscar McDonald filling his spot down back, if but now it's yeah thrown a spanner into the works. Pretty sad. It would have been interesting to watch Cox spend a year up forward because he would have been a bit of a wild card. I reckon
For sure.
he would have. He would have been, if Amiss and Tracy could have controlled the corridor, he could have been like quite a dangerous third, almost like a Gunston or like just a, I don't know. I assume that they were kind of putting him up there as like someone who could take a mark and still kind of attract that third tall, but he misses out on that. And yeah, oh, the McDonald one's just grim. And
It's just
then the
rough.
Warner. The Warner one is like
Oh
that's
yeah, he was in next week, man. He was like texting us the lotto numbers and shit.
oh he had it, like he was never getting to that football like had no reason to
How's
but
when because it was a mark, like it was just two players going the ball and McCarthy marked it, and then when he got the ball after the stretcher, the
oh yeah
crowd
big boo.
booed. It's like, yeah,
Did
anyway.
you should have heard the commentators at start of the game when the blood rule happened and Nat Fyfe hit what's name in the nose,
Yeah, what'd they
and they're
say?
like, oh, they're like Fyfe could have some questions to answer, and it's like, what answer what? Like,
The guy like pretty much headbutted him in the hip. He didn't even have to, he
yeah.
didn't even get fined. It was just like that happened. The
Maybe in
thing.
round 18, if Nat Fyfe's favourite for the Brownlow, they might suspend him, but not round
Maybe
one.
if it
He's
was
not
a
even.
head clap, an accidental head clash, you'd get done. But yeah.
How funny is Will? Have you watched Will Schofield commentate and his little profile picture, like his little icon, like his
No.
head? He looks like the evil character out of like James Bond, or like he looks like a hitman. This
Like
like,
a monocle.
oh, he's just yeah. He literally looks
No, I
like he's the
haven't
body. He's
seen.
a bodyguard. Or I'll send you a photo. He looks
Nah,
so
send
evil.
it because I go because I'm generally at the game, so I never see the commentary or like the headshots.
Mate, he's
So
a bodyguard for someone.
yeah. So good Dockers game. Anyway, there's a couple of two things I want to talk about. In the general AFL. I don't know if you watch much other AFL on the weekend. I didn't see much of it. The first one was Logan McDonald apparently kicked three goals from the goal square and dropped heaps of chest marks. Is he not just auditioning for the Dockers? Get
Like.
him over, man.
Hey, we got the wrong McDonald last time. We'll try this other one.
Oh, we thought we were getting Logan. We got O McDonald. Oh, God. Bring him
We'll
over.
take.
But yeah, anyway. And also how okay, this is we spoke about goal reviews, how they're fucking dumb a lot of the time. So, you know when the umpire thinks it's a goal and pays it a goal, it gets reviewed on the way back to the center. Like, there's like, it's one of my other pet peeves is why is there 60 seconds between a goal and when they can bounce it? One of the things is ads, but the other thing is they review it. So if you're going to call it a goal, just call it a goal and they'll review it. Like, you don't have to call for a review if you're going to call it a goal. It just wastes time.
Do you understand
what I'm saying? Like,
oh, that's
such a fucking dumb... It's a waste of time. They will review it. So just call it... You think it's a goal, call it a goal. It'll be reviewed. If you don't think it's a goal, that's when you review it.
Just review... Yeah, like we said last week, just review all decisions. Just quickly review them all. What about, did you see the ball hit the camera on Friday night?
Oh,
the...
unreal. Yeah. No, big fan of that. I love how other people saw it and like fans and stuff saw it and they're like, oh, blah, blah, blah. It's like as if anybody knew the rule of what happens if the ball hits the camera until then. Because apparently it's a ball up, but no one knew and they just painted a mark or whatever. But it's like, hang on a minute. Everyone that thinks they knew what the rule was, fucking prove to me that you knew what the rule was, because no one knew that fucking rule. That's like the one they had to look in the back pages. They had to like glossary search it.
Imagine the person controlling the camera. They'd be watching the thing.
Shit,
they're like,
whack.
they're like, whoa.
The fuck was that? Sure. I reckon they should have been showing Skycam footage for that. Can you imagine just watching the ball come up and hit it?
How about just put that thing, just get a wire between the goals and just have like a 4K camera. Just like, and if it hits the camera, it's clearly a goal. Like, just put one of them on a wire between the goalposts and just film everything. That dude's probably sacked this week and they're like, nah, mate, you're going back to the Nokia 3300. You're doing goal review. You're off Spider-Cam, bro.
Do you reckon you have to do, like, how do you get into Skycam operating? What sort of experience you got to have?
You got to do at least four incorrect goal reviews in a row. And then they're like...
And you can go to Skycam.
They're like, mate,
and then you go to the boundary and you start missing balls that are, like, 4 meters out of bounds. Did you get on the Eagles line?
Nah.
To win by more than 45? Well... My account got a healthy boost because I bet on the Dockers plus 10 and Eagles minus, so Eagle, sorry, Port minus 45. So I made a good like $180 out of that. That was pretty sweet.
That's a good round. Well, did you want to move
have a punt?
To, yeah, have a punt, maybe move to next week with what's coming up. We've got the, we'll go through what's happening AFL-wide. Yeah, the Dockers have an amazing opportunity to slap us in the face.
Yeah, well, now that we're in that top part of the circle, that I have faith again and confidence again. The triangle, and we'll go back down to the disappointed.
How does Carlton and Brisbane have a bye already?
Because they played in round one. They're resetting. Anyway, enough on that.
Interesting to see. Collingwood and St Kilda take part on Thursday. I reckon St Kilda will be a red hot chance to make.
So sick if St Kilda beat them and Collingwood go 0-3. Who do
I think they'll be a red hot chance?
Brisbane have a bye. Are there just two byes, Carlton and Brisbane?
Yep.
Yeah. I think so it could have been handled so much better. That whole fucking opening round shit. Anyway. So what would you bet on this week if you were to bet on a good roughie for the Dockers and North?
Oh, individually.
Brother, I'm going to go Luke Jackson to kick another two goal at $3.90.
Yeah, I think North definitely have some holes in their back line.
They do. They have tall balls. They don't have tall defenders. And if Luke Jackson can kick two, float forward and kick two against a functional AFL team, then I feel like he can kick two at Marvel at 10:45 a.m. Western Standard Time Saturday morning.
I think even like... Yeah,
fucking Switter and the kicking one last kind of blew me a little bit.
He
like
was
Josh
pretty
Tracy,
close.
Josh Tracy playing paying $5 to kick three or more is even, I think, a bit naughty.
Yeah, I was looking at that. Do you want Tracy three?
Yeah, I think, mate, load up.
What's he paying? $5?
Yeah, Caleb Sarong, 40 or more, paying $7.25.
Nah, so this is a game you get on Brayshaw for 40 or more because they'll put heaps of work into Sarong. You know what I mean? Or Fife. Maybe get on Fife for 30 plus again. What's Fife for 30
Mate,
plus?
Stop kidding.
What's he paying? 650?
Mate, five's not getting 30 or more.
But yeah, I'm pretty keen on that. So our total punting for the year is 0-0. We both had zeros. So 10:45 this weekend. What I was saying before was, so last week we were talking about how all the pressure was on Brisbane because they were travelling, they had lost one, and everyone expected them to win, and they had injuries. This week it's sort of reversed. We're travelling, everyone expects us to win, and we've had injuries, although we haven't lost one. We're in like good spirits. I'm more nervous this week than I was last week, to be fair.
Hopefully, a lot of them go over with memories of last year from round one, where we went over and just did nothing. Oh no, we got done by St Kilda. We got
that
done by
St
St
Kilda.
Kilda.
It was the following week. It was the Ethan Hughes nearly kicking the goal of the year.
Yeah. Oh, look, hopefully there's a bit of those memories kicking around, just letting games slip, like doing all that.
A bit of getting a bit of C about them, like just a bit of anger about last year.
Yeah.
But who comes in, though?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And what does the forward line look like?
Well, I don't think the forward line changes too much. I think it's Tracy, Amis, and Jackson resting there. But I think back
Is
line
Tab
wise,
is Tabs Tabs dead?
well, that's the problem. I think, are they looking for Tabs now? Or does Josh Draper come in and be a backman? Because he was pretty good in the preseason, I saw. Josh Draper. He's 22, 23. Tall kid, he's pretty skinny. He's a bit of like a Michael Johnson sort of build. But I'd be very keen to see sort of someone like that come in because they have Larky, and then I don't know who else big they have forward, and they have no defenders. So I don't think we need lots of talls forward. Like who's their tall? Because they lost Logue and they lost that other guy, Mackay. So they don't really have any tall defenders. So I reckon you could stand, I don't know, Ducky down there, and he'd probably kick four or five on Doodle Doodrak. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, look, as long as you're building that half forward, half back around Alex Pearce and Luke Ryan, Amis and Tracy, I think as long as they're hanging around, there's probably more dramas on filling the back line than there is searching for goals up forward. But yeah, I think that's probably the logical answer, because you could roll.
Yeah, go on.
Roll anyone through that forward line. There's like dangerous, like Fife, although we don't want to
Cooper
see him
Simpson
play forward.
Could come in as well, yeah.
We've got
replacements for Warner. Like Warner was sort of like someone that obviously had a good preseason, but like it wasn't like he was the only person that could play there. And then Oscar McDonald was more of a tall help to help with Brisbane's tall forwards. And then
Draper's
beyond
huge
that,
as well, isn't he?
Draper's tall, yeah. I think he's like high 190s or something. I'll have a look.
197, it says.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah.
Tall dude. Tall, lanky.
I like that.
Quite lanky. Yeah, no, he's a good player. I reckon him or the Christchurch guy, Hugh Davies, the redhead, are the two, like young players to come in. But it's if they want to replace the forward that Cox was. I don't know what space Will Brody's filling because we've lost like a rebounding defender, a tall defender, and a forward that was a defender, a swingman forward defender. So we've lost two talls and a rebounding defender. So I don't think Will Brody comes in. There's nothing wrong with him.
Do you reckon Nathan Wilson's polishing his boots?
He retired, didn't he? Or is he still on our list?
That's what I mean. Jerky's
Oh,
polishing.
good,
And
yeah.
he's like,
He's like, well, look who came crawling back.
yeah, he's like, hello, hello, J-Lo.
You're missing someone that can kick at 70 meters without looking, are you?
Few trebuchets down at Marvel Stadium are here.
Trebuchets, yeah. Ooh, you're launching an attack on a walled-off city, are you? Yeah, well, welcome to my world. I don't know what they'll do, but I think it'd be nice if Josh Draper played. He's traveled last year for one of the games, so
Yeah.
that'd be cool. But I don't think if we play 80-90% of how the intensity we played last week, I don't think we'll have any troubles, but we're going to need to play like that. And the thing that I was worried because I was thinking about us shitting the bed, but the thing that made me really more confident was they're celebrating the effort of, the smother, the tackle, the spoil. They're not celebrating the goals to a miss, the goal, but you know what I mean? So
Yeah.
if they're celebrating the process should still be happening. And if we put that much pressure on North, they'll cough up some Dockery goals, man. Oh, they're
Yeah.
not that good.
On hopefully we
So,
bring a bit of polish and
and put
rise to
them
the top.
away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it
That's what I would.
done. Get it done interstate early. Go 2-0 and fucking give us something to get around. Give us some reason to wear some Dockers kit out and about and not get laughed at.
Yep.
Been wearing a bit of Dockers kit recently. It's been pretty sweet.
Oh.
But no, it's good. And I don't know, it's just good to have it's good to have a little bit of pride after a game, particularly round one against a really good team that we had to work to beat, and they were no easy beats. It was good. It's a good week,
You'd
man. It was a
be
fucking good round one. You know what? It
Yeah.
was a good round one.
You'd be going over there and you'd be saying, look, Saturday morning against Kangaroos,
Saturday morning, yeah, exactly.
let's fucking pants them. And we got Friday night back in WA. We're playing
Yeah.
Adelaide. Let's drag 60,000 people. Let's win this and
And
let's drag 60.
win it for Jesus, man. Win it for Jesus.
Let's drag 60,000 people to Optus and let's have Friday. Like, that's what they should really. You don't want to look ahead, but it's like, let's keep this, there's
Keep
the
the train
carrot.
going, man.
Yeah, there's the
British.
that's let's get through this and head back for a massive Friday night that would just be exciting.
Yeah, for sure. J-Lo in his press conference post game, I think he was referring to injury. He's like, well, the boat isn't always full. And I was like, book the boat, man.
Oh, mate.
There's seats left on it. All right, mate. On that note, let's leave it there. Hey, let you get to bed and go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, up at Sparrows. Thanks for tuning in and listening, as
Thanks, mate.
always.
I'll sort it out and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, monkey.
All right, cheers, bud.
Hey, bud.